Reish Tadi Beis Sif Beis. Shabbos by Mincha we say Tzidkascha. Tzidkascha Tzedek. Let's keep sucking. The Mishnah Berurah says Yosef, Moshe, and David are all nifter then, and that's why I say people took him up to Kascha. That was a minig not to be kveh medrash at that time, because Chacham Shemes call medrashas arbato. The Ramah says the minig is not to be kveh medrash, not to have a drasha at that time to Mincha and Marif. The Bach is Marif to prove that Moshe Benu, he didn't die on Shabbos rather than Erev Shabbos, it wasn't Nignaz, he wasn't taken away, Stalik, until Shabbos Mincha at the time of Eis Rotzen, and that's why we say Tzikascha, Tzidik Adin, we say B'shas Tegniza, B'shas Tekvurim. Some say we say Tzikoscha, Shabbos Mincha, Timatz Tegdin, and the Rosham are going back to Gehenim when Shabbos ends. Now the Shulchan Aruch says that if it's a day that, if it would be a weekday, we wouldn't say Tachna then, so then we don't say Tzikoscha. Shmuel explains, let's say Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, or even if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. Now on Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tachna. So therefore, Shabbos Mincha on Erev Rosh Chodesh, we don't say Tzikoscha. If now it would be a weekday, we wouldn't say Tachna, and that what depends on if you say Tzikoscha. Now this Mincha, not to have a drosh, but the Mincha Marv is not an Isser, it's a Karin Ba'alma. And therefore, Mishnah Berurah says not learn b'chavrusa, but two people at a time could learn in their houses. Maybe not learn b'chavrusa means not learn b'chabura. It says two people at a time could learn privately in their houses. And the Maisa, the Sol Minig, not to have a drosh, a Mincha Marav, it means closer to the end of Shabbos, means close to Chashechel, close to Tzeis. Therefore, the Minig is a dash before Mincha. If the drosh gets too long, then they should skip Pergiovis or Shemalos, always after Mincha to make sure to have Shal Shuris by this man. The Maisel, the Rabbi brings to Mabusha Yomtov, they saw his Rebbe the Maralmi Prague, many times did say Drosh, Estima Chamayr, and Mr. Burris says nowadays, a lot of people they gather in the shul and they shmooze then, it's better they should have Torah, and the steer to every Musar at that time, rather than coming to shmooze and shul, it shouldn't be Chormadas, the Kula, this may not be Kveh Medrash, Ben Chamayr. The Maisel says we say Perkyavas in the summer after Mincha, and in the winter, Shermalos, each place, Kveh Tzmin, the 15 Shermalos. Some Reish say, Gimel Lachos on Maariv Mata Shabbos, the Machaber says, we are Ma'ach, we delay Maariv Mata Shabbos, to Maisa Mechal Al Kodesh, to Maisa Vlo Mata Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says, you know, technically, once his man comes, he can do Malacha, Lachatkila Roy Venocha, and a minute to Yisrael, to push off Maariv drop, to Maisa Mechal Al Kodesh, there's a minute to sing for Maariv, different Mizmurim, Elokim Yichanein, we've Arachenu, that Mizmur could put the Samach Zayin, and others, like you've seen the Siddur, different place, different Minhagim. Tishbe was a Mata Shabbos, we don't sing Elokim Yichanein, it's not as bad of Yichanein of Chanino. Yom does Mata Shabbos, the minute is not to sing these Mizmurim. The Prima Gom says that it depends on Shabbos Yom Tov. You shouldn't say it on random Shabbos. You do say it. Really, 2 days each place does Kvitz Minik. The Chavis Yor says that people say Tillim then Baal Peh. Mishnah Berurah says a good thing to say Tillim then. Timolava the Shabbos Malkasa with Shiras the Shmachas and also the push of Mayak to Meis Machal Kodesh and also to avoid people coming to talk to Varim Tillim at a time. So each show has some minik what they do and people come to show for Mayak. Where they do learn a little bit at that point, even that be Kaveh Medrash, or there isn't sort of a shir, or to say shiris tishbachlis, and say various kapitul tilim at that time. Siv Beis, Mechaber says, you have to be careful not to malacha until you see in the sky three kachavim katam, three small stars, and not scattered, but rather two from near each other. If it's a cloudy day, and therefore you cannot see the stars, you have to wait that you ate to yourself, and believe you're confident that behind the clouds, there's three small stars near each other. And Mishnah Berurah says, "Until the encounter of Malacha, it's Savigim. It's Be'ash Mashis. We don't know if it's Ray Lila or still Savigim." And he says, "Technically, three average Kachavim. Gimel Kachavim Beinanim. Three average Kachavim is good enough. You don't need Kachavim Katanim. But since we don't know what's called Beinanim, what's called Katanim, what's called Gedolim, therefore we're Makbid that it has to be Katanim. Because if we're lying, we could say Beinanim. Maybe we're wrong. And really, these are Kachavim Gedolim. Kachavim Gedolim can be seen by day also. So it's not a Raya. It doesn't prove that's not yet. We have to have three Kachavim Katanim, which we consider small." Then we can be confident that at least these really have the status of Beinim, and Kachavim Beinim are not seen by day. So if you have three Kachavim Beinim, which we make sure to have Katanim in order to be certain that they're really considered Beinim, then you know for sure that it's Lilo. Mishnah Berurah brings from the Kutei B'chadash near Adea, and the Rekveger and the Goyin, different Gedarim of how light, how dark the horizon should be in order to be confident that it's Be'ash Moshes already it says. We don't have so much of the Bekias nowadays to understand what exactly these levels are. If it's a little bit red, if it's not all red at that point, to be confident, and we go the Kachavim. But nowadays, we really have worked out this Manim that have been worked out astronomically, or whatever official's Manim that people go with 50, 60, 72, in order not to have to try to figure out ourselves with the redness or with the Kachavim. The Tiferes Yisrael and Shabbos says you have to have three Kachavim Katanim and three Kachavim Beinim. Shmuel says doesn't know the Makar. Maybe again he's afraid we'll make a mistake and take three Kachavim Gedolim and think they're really Beinim or Katanim. But that's after three bigger ones and three smaller ones. Then we know the smaller ones are definitely not Gedolim and they qualify. He says, look at the Shari Tshuvas from Reish Lamed Hey. You can understand the Tiferes Rab Pshitas. But Lamaisa, what he says over there is not much Adach Renim. And he says, anyway, once you know the going, if you understand the going properly of how the redness has to go away from the sky, then any three stars, small stars, would definitely be good enough and there's no reason to have six.